Hello, it's April 22nd. Thanks for spending some quiet time with the Lord today. On this day in 1864, the United States Congress authorized the placement of the phrase, "In God We Trust," on all 2-cent coins. The following year, the inscription was extended to all coins. Congress's decision was a response to an 1861 letter from a Pennsylvania preacher who worried that recognition of God had been overlooked on the nation's coins. Although the Secretary of the U.S. Treasury and the U.S. Mint Director were open to including the phrase, their attention was diverted to the more pressing issue of pending civil war. The line, "In God We Trust," comes from the fourth stanza of "The Star-Spangled Banner." In 1956, "In God We Trust" officially became the country's motto. Over the years, the constitutionality of the words "In God We Trust" as the country's motto and on U.S. currency has been challenged. To date, no higher court has found either a violation of the First Amendment. We'll spend the remaining days of the Easter season reading an account of Paul's conversion and then Paul's comments in one of his letters about the resurrection. Jewish people who lived outside of Palestine often had two names, one Jewish, the other Greek or Roman. That is why Saul is sometimes called Paul. It appears his name was actually Saul Paulus. Except for scripture quotes on the following pages, we will simply use the name Paul. Let's go now to the scripture. Now Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. The first mention of Paul in the Acts of the Apostles was one chapter earlier when he witnessed and supported the execution of Stephen. This took place in Jerusalem. Now, at his own initiative, Paul gets authorization to travel 200 miles north to Syria and arrest synagogue members in Damascus who believed in Jesus. At this point, Christianity was not yet a separate religion. It was almost entirely made up of practicing Jews who also believed in Jesus. These are the people Paul was searching out, not people belonging to another religion, but synagogue members whom he considered heretical Jews. Spend some quiet time with the Lord.